Give me a signal. Yeah. Okay. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon and good evening and morning, wherever the people are in the world that might be listening to this. My name is Kevin Fleming. I'm the local sales engineer for the Benelux region for AudioCodes. AudioCodes is probably got a very long-standing name in the Skype for Business community with Link and earlier with OCS and its various guises. But today I wanted to give you an update as to how we're following Microsoft on its path, its journey, in fact, to Skype for Business today and the developments that have happened in the recent future with the Cloud PBX and also the Cloud Connector edition that Stephen explained earlier on today. So I have an hour. I'm hopefully not going to be all PowerPoint. I have a working, fingers crossed and touch wood and all that stuff, demo here as well of the Cloud Bond device. It's sitting on the floor behind our nice sign there. And also I brought along some devices. And as well as that, I found a couple of devices in the room belonging to AudioCodes, not belonging, but of AudioCodes origin that I'm really going to show you how you can go from zero to a running Skype for Business network very quickly, hopefully. The overall agenda for today, just checking it's up on the screen there, yes. Some kind of marketing slides. We really very much follow what Microsoft say and do within AudioCodes. We don't just follow them, we lead somewhat as well, a little bit. So we're bringing new models of bringing Skype for Business to the marketplace, to Microsoft, and things like the hybrid model. I think we like to feel we influence Microsoft in finally rubber stamping that as a way to market Skype for Business. We all know about the evolution of the e-licenses in Microsoft. So we talk a little bit about E5, mainly about Cloud PBX and what that means going forward for you, your customers, or if you are the customer, you yourself. Then we have a section called to cloud or not to cloud, really going over how from the narrow viewpoint of AudioCodes to look at the advantages and disadvantages of Cloud PBX and how we can address that within AudioCodes. Introducing the Cloud Bond 365. It's an evolutionary product. It's a product that's been on the market for a couple of years, but we recently renamed it, changed its focus a little bit and added a lot of new features. So it's well worth going through that. Then we have some information on end devices and end device management. And that's where my lovely assistants, the two black phones and the white phone come into play. Then just for completeness, some information about what AudioCodes can do to make a successful Cloud Bond or even regular Skype for Business project where, not necessarily everybody's got the right expertise to make it all happen in the end. Then if we have time, I want to look at some of the delivery topologies and architectures of how the Cloud Bond in particular can be integrated into Skype for Business. And then some time for questions and answers as part of the conclusion section. And then, I will definitely do the demo. It's just a question of time, how much else we can get in the meantime, and depending on your level of interest and feedback. So we've been on a winding road with Microsoft. AudioCode started probably somewhere around this point here where OCS became, OCS was in there as well. OCS, then we've Office Communication Server, then becoming Link, and then Skype for Business. So we've been very, very long-standing player in the Skype for Business ecosystem. We've built up a lot of expertise and we've got a lot of solutions. In fact, it's a nice position to be in where almost every scenario that's thrown at AudioCodes, we can fulfill it with some of our products and services and mixing things together in inventive and creative ways as well. So these are slides you've probably seen many, many times. These are our Microsoft slides. The reason why we show them is really just to show that we do follow and we adhere to what Microsoft have to say about their vision of what Skype for Business is all about, in fact. And from an AudioCodes point of view, we don't do the networking part, but we are heavily involved with the calling and the PSTN calling part. And we provide new solutions about how that can be achieved going forward with Skype for Business. And the whole message of this slide, excuse me, before I go off it, is it's about eliminating the need for separate PBX systems. Everything can be merged into one. And we follow that by offering a range of appliances and devices to make that happen. Nothing too controversial in this slide. What Skype for Business is, it's a full IP PBX, essentially, fulfilling most or all of the key features required for most of our customers. The deep integration to Office 365, and that's quite important from an AudioCodes point of view, is that because everything is moving to Office 365 and potentially Cloud PBX, we need to be able to do the stuff that Stephen was talking about earlier on, about having control on premises for your customers of features that are available in the cloud, essentially. Multi-device and Active Directory and everything else needs to work with this. So again, I don't want to labor too much over these slides because again, they're quite well known. But I think the most important point here is the meeting solutions with conferencing, the voice edition with Cloud PBX, and that's quite a sea change both in terms of the features offered and also in customer education, because customers they hear Cloud PBX, they hear it in their ear left, right, and center. And we need to, as integrators, we need to educate the customers as to what's possible. And for customers, we need to clarify what it means, but what can we really deliver today and how we can deliver it. So I'm not 100% sure who's in the room, and especially not too sure about who's listening on the webcast. So what's new, I guess, with Office 365 and with the Cloud PBX? PSTN conferencing is probably the low-hanging fruit when it comes to voice solutions for the average enterprise. The reason for that is it's very ad hoc in terms of providing infrastructure for voice conferencing. What do I mean by that? I mean that take your average user behavior when you go to join a conference call. What do? You look at the meeting invitation to see, how do I join this? Do I need WebEx? Do I need some kind of dial-in number? Is it a Skype for Business meeting? I click on the link in the meeting, or I use the phone number that's in the meeting invitation. You don't always assume that the phone number that you used last week or last month for this kind of call is going to work today. And that lends itself to service that's easy to move supplier with, because it's as I said, like, it's very much ad hoc, it's very much on the day where people decide to do their conferencing services from. Then Cloud PBX, it's an extension of Office 365 with the enterprise voice calling added, and Microsoft have launched this as a Cloud PBX, and then they've added the option of PSTN calling, which they're introducing into various, the slide moved itself. I think it was itself. They added the possibility of PSTN calling. So this is adding calling plans to Office 365, adding the possibilities of being able to take and make phone calls to the PSTN from your Office 365 bound Skype for Business client or device or whatever you have. The advantage, I guess, of doing this is that you've got the possibility of using your existing phone numbers to do the Cloud PBX with PSTN calling, or you can just open up new phone ranges. Now, this is not a trivial task, because in contrast to what happens with PSTN conferencing, what happens with PSTN calling is, if you can't reuse your phone numbers for every single user, if you're a DID, your main numbers, your fax numbers, what are we going to do about fax? It's a thing that comes into almost every Skype for Business project, then it becomes quite a difficult experience. But anyway, this is what's new in Skype for Business Online with Office 365. So this is our cloud or not to cloud. So here we're showing the Microsoft slides and what's different between the fully on-premises Skype for Business or Link deployment versus fully online with Cloud PBX. So this is split into two different sections. You've got the call management and the PSTN calling feature. So on-premises, traditionally, you had your Skype for Business server on-premise. You may have a non-PBX on-premise or somewhere available in the customer's network. And connecting the two was, and still is, can be quite a major exercise. From an audio codes point of view, it's fine because we have the solutions to do this. We have session border controllers and gateways and the ability and services to join these together. With fully online, we only talk about the cloud PBX. We don't talk about connectivity to the PBX. And then in the Microsoft hybrid scenario, we talk about cloud PBX, but also now, these slides are probably a little bit out of date, with the cloud connector edition, there are possibilities now to do some interworking with the local on-premises PBX as well. However, it's not that straightforward. There's still some advantages in being able to do it via the traditional route. From a PSTN calling point of view, on-premises, you have connectivity to PSTN providers, whether that be over ISDN, be over SIP trunking, or in certain very strange circumstances over analog lines. With the hybrid solution, this connectivity remains with the CCE, and we'll show with the cloud bond as well. And with online, the PSTN calling through Microsoft's PSTN calling partnerships. And these slides, they have the subtext here, not mutually exclusive. So there's ability to mix and match when you look at the hybrid model. So the hybrid solution, why we talk about it so much, it's a relatively new approach by Microsoft, or a new rubber stamp to say that this is a fully supported scenario by Microsoft. It was really launched at the end of last year. Little or no customization needs here really means that you don't have to do really anything on premises with your PBX or whatever to make this work. It's just an extension of the cloud PBX with potentially PSTN calling. What they say about typical calling features and typical calling features online, there are a certain range of features that are available on cloud PBX. And if you compare it to on-premises, they call it advanced calling features. So you'll see in about 10 slides time that when we introduce the cloud bond, we bring back these slides, but we show how the cloud bond changes these scenarios somewhat, giving you back probably what's missing when you compare it on-premises to hybrid here. An interesting aspect of what dictates how customers can migrate their infrastructures to cloud PBX or potentially a hybrid infrastructure is PSTN contracts. Very often PSTN contracts are quite long lived. They can be like 3 to 5 years to get a really good deal on connectivity, especially where there was a lot of infrastructure that went into delivering that in the first place. So that's certainly a major factor these days in determining, can we really go to cloud PBX with PSTN calling, or should we stay with the infrastructure we have today? And the different scenarios are different ways of putting together cloud PBX or PSTN calling. What's this showing here is that the PSTN calling is coming from the cloud PBX. Microsoft takes care of the infrastructure. They have peering arrangements with certain operators around the world. What does it involve when you look at it from a customer point of view? The main requirement there is to have user synchronization between on-premise and Office 365, but that's very standard. I don't think it's even mandatory these days. I think you can run everything on Office 365. All the call management is done in Office 365. The idea is here, it's very disruptive. It's to take all your PSTN contracts and move the numbers in particular to Microsoft and buy similar services from Microsoft. You get what's called a cloud SLA. And the phone features are really targeted at information workers, the people who don't necessarily need very complex call flows, very complex features. It's straightforward call or be called. And the idea is to reduce the number of bills that people get, not just the line items on the bill. I heard earlier on somebody mentioning the always my Danish compatriot there. So what are the possibilities with Cloud PBX with on-premises PSTN? So this is showing, I've modified these slides a little bit. They were a little bit out of date. Here we have got the Cloud Connector edition. This is on the customer's premises, and your traditional PSTN connectivity now goes into your CCE. Now, Steven showed the slide earlier on showing what are the components of the CCE. And one of the components in there, of course, is the mediation server. So if you look at what this hybrid model with the CCE looks like for telephony compared to traditional Skype for Business on-premises, you do need either a certified Skype for Business SIP trunk, or you need some way of bridging your phone lines, whether they be ISDN-based or SIP-based, into the mediation server part of CCE. And then if you have multiple CCE appliances, you need to look at some way of creating some redundancy with all of this. So in summary, what this means is that this looks like a traditional Skype for Business project in terms of infrastructure when looking at the telephony point of view. So here you'll need a gateway or a session border controller there as well. So not too much has changed there. And as audio codes, we've got the experience, we have the equipment, we have the solutions there. So it's, we're quite happy that the CCE has been launched as a way of connecting the PSTN to the Cloud PBX, of course. And full hybrid voice, this is where you've Skype for Business on premises with Office 365 and Cloud PBX. And here, rather than having the CCE reduced functionality, you have the mediation server role. And here you've got everything that customers want and very often need today. So you have more than just the information workers feature set. You have the full feature set and the ability to do things like integrate third-party applications like your contact centers. You have full control of your response groups, call parking. Those faxes I talked about earlier on, they haven't gone away quite yet. They still need to be taken into consideration a lot of the time. Faxes, common area phones, devices like that. Also branch survivability. Not everything depends on the Cloud PBX being available at all of your sites. You need to maybe have some autonomy within the customer network. These are a couple of slides we put in, but Steven has already explained this quite well earlier on. The Cloud Connector itself is, it's a package of virtual machines containing everything other than the front end, I guess, for connecting with the Cloud PBX. And then the idea is to allow reuse of PSTN connections on-premise or potentially PBXs on-premises as well. Although I have to say that a lot of the PBX integrations that we do as audio codes involve some quite advanced routing, dynamic routing via Active Directory. And this is probably not supported with the Cloud Connector edition at the moment. I don't think it is supported, actually. So everything would need to be routed through a session border controller or the PBX in order to make the decision about how calls may be routed to and from the Cloud PBX. So this is relatively hot off the presses, the 11th. It was just 2 weeks ago, the day after, Microsoft made the download for CCE available, which is finally that it was G8. We announced that we're introducing a range of Cloud Connector Edition appliances. So these are going to complement our existing range of gateways and session survivable branch appliances and the CloudBond 365 that we're going to talk about next. I've put this comment in here, the up to 50 concurrent calls, that's what's supported with the small footprint edition of the CCE, and that's what we'll be supporting with the appliance. I have a hidden slide there just showing the different models, but we've got everything from pure with ISDN, basic rate, primary rate, and SIP trunking available on the appliance. And that's going to be available in our price book from next month. So it's going to be very, very quick to the market. Probably one of our quickest products ever, actually. So keep an eye on that if it interests you. So again, a typical voice migration scenario. A lot of you have probably seen these slides before, but it's just important that at least we hopefully we're showing we understand this and what you need to do. So it really just captures some of the things that people have. I mean, a very common one is contact centers are decked. Hopefully you can read this slide, sorry, that's kind of very light colored on a light blue. Doesn't always come across well on the big screen. So there are always lots of things around a typical Skype for Business project. This morning I was talking with a customer who had implemented Dect and not native Skype for Business Dect. It was a normal SIP Dect. There is a solution for integrating it from audio codes, but the point really here is that there are lots of different things you need to consider around a typical Skype for Business project. I won't focus on anything much more in this slide because I'm aware that time goes by very, 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 very quickly. So what I want to do now is introduce the CloudBond 365. It's the relatively noisy little box sitting on the floor near the screen for those who are in the room. So in launching a product, we always have to have a purpose around the product, and our mission with the CloudBond has become to really bridge the, create reality to bridge between the vision of the cloud and the reality today. And I think we feel we've succeeded in doing that with the CloudBond 365. And the way we achieve this is to providing guidance. I mean, I'm a sales engineer, so I'm part of this, of providing guidance as to how to do this. The infrastructure, we have the devices, we have the appliances, we have the phones, we have management systems, the software, and also the services to support our customers throughout the journey to maybe to Cloud PBX. It doesn't necessarily have to lead to Cloud PBX, but it can also lead to something that looks and feels like Cloud PBX. We'll talk about that in a bit later on. So our priorities with designing and launching the CloudBond to the market is really, We can do full-featured PBX replacement today. We don't have to wait for Microsoft. Sorry, they're our hosts here today, but we don't have to wait for them to deliver all of the features in Cloud PBX. I'm sure they'll do it in time. And with the CloudBond, we can be fully cloud connected, so we can sync and federate with cloud users. And that's something that Stephen mentioned earlier on, that he showed it in the context of the Cloud Connector edition. But we can do much, much more with the Cloud PBX. And I'll give you a flavor of that when we do a tour of the product a bit later on in the presentation today. Audio codes is all about the flexibility. We've, any number of ways of connecting telephony systems to Skype for Business. And now with the Cloud PBX, we continue on that kind of approach. And we make it incredibly easy to move customers, move users between the Cloud PBX, sorry, between Cloud PBX and the server. The server here, we mean the CloudBond 365. And this can be done anytime as the customer sees fit. And we're being extremely flexible in terms of doing this in large scales as well. And I'll cover that when we look at the product features. We've got tremendous amount of versatility and scalability. They go hand in hand, of course. Technically, we can scale from about maybe 5 or 10 users all the way up to 5,000 users on the CloudBond 365. But realistically, we're looking at maybe 40, 50 users as the real step-in point for the CloudBond 365 to really make it cost-effective. And again, these go hand in hand. These are all dependent statements here. And what we mean by open is what Cloud PBX or CloudBond, sorry, getting my clouds mixed up. What the CloudBond 365 is at the end of the day is an appliance. It's an appliance based on Windows, but we do make it open. So we give the administrator password to our customers so you can go and do whatever pretty much you want with the device. We do give guidelines about what you can and should do with this, but after that, it's an extremely open architecture and very flexible like that. The main components for The Cloud Bond is essentially it's an appliance with Skype for Business pre-installed on it. However, we do recommend that when somebody buys Cloud Bond 365, that they go through the installation process from almost the start. Now, the reason for that is in the past, as a kind of a delta to the way things used to be with the OneBox 365, we used to have a fixed domain that was there and couldn't be changed or not easily changed. Now, part of the installation for Cloud Bond, the first question we ask you is, what domain do you want for this appliance? So this means it becomes extremely, extremely flexible product now, and very much more customizable and can fit with the customer's requirements for naming and the domains that they want to use. So it's a full Skype for Business deployment, and we have lots of different models, and they all come with at least a session border controller possible, but a gateway may be possible depending on which model is chosen. The other main pillars of the product are, we have an Office 365 connector, and this is really the special sauce for the Cloud Bond device. And this makes it really easy to connect to Office 365, to the Cloud PBX, and take users to and from the Cloud Bond, which effectively moves users from Cloud PBX to on-premises for their calling needs, while leaving their peers online. And in fact, the people who are online and on-premise or on the Cloud Bond really see no difference. They don't actually know where the other users are located. We have the ability with all of the models now to, or all of the model types, to do third-party applications. We give an extra VM, at least one extra VM, so you can deploy things like, to name drop a couple of companies, maybe something like Anywhere 365, or one of the audio codes applications like Fax Server or Automated Attendant. They can be deployed on the Cloud Bond as well. And all of this is made possible as well with the with simplified and enhanced management. And this is something that lends itself nicely to a demonstration that I'll do a little bit later on. Yes, yeah, that's the whole, they're the four pillars of what makes the Cloud Bond. Excuse me. We've started a program where we're certifying third-party applications that can run on the Cloud Bond. I mean, realistically, we're running a virtual machine, so really there's nothing that runs in the virtual machine that can hurt the rest of the device. It's more the integration with the way we've done Skype for Business deployment on the box that we really feel we need to do a certification on that and make sure everything works. The reason why I said yes to it's available on all machines now, we've introduced a new flavor of the Mediant 800-based device. It's called the Standard Plus, and this has the extra memory to allow for an extra virtual machine in there, in addition to the reverse proxy role, and I'll cover that a bit later on, and that's new. So a little bit of an audio code-centric slide. We see ourselves as being the center of all of this, but yeah, I don't mind. I think it's, anyway, it's reasonable. So one of the things I couldn't show you today, the faceplate on the device there doesn't have the new Cloud Bond logo. It is running the software, which is the most important thing now. So the Cloud Bond, you can connect to the PSTN. If it's one of the hardware appliances, you can connect to ISTN as well as SIP. With the bigger models, you can connect to SIP, but you can also use an external gateway to connect to PSTN if necessary. That's the thing about it. You can actually build a traditional Skype for Business deployment with telephony using the Cloud Bond, any of the models, essentially. It's a full Skype for Business deployment, so you can connect devices to it. You can connect link clients to it. You can add, as I said, third-party applications in there. We have a very nice management application running in there. We've got some monitoring capabilities, and this is the first screen I'll show you. Hopefully I got some statistics running on it and updating on it, so hopefully they'll still be there when we go back to it. And also device management. Now what we mean by device management is traditional Skype for Business deploy device management, but also looking at audio codes IP phones. So they're something that we can manage fully from every each and every cloud bond today. So this is looking at the same slide again, where we had hybrid voice with Skype for Business. And here we show, yeah, you can replace, you don't need the CCE, you don't need anything with the cloud bond. You can do full cloud PBX today, but you maintain all of your features that were missing with this when you introduced the CCE. So we can offer both. We have a CCE appliance on its way, but we have the cloud bond today, and that offers the full features, of course. And some of the advantages in being able to deploy the cloud bond in conjunction with cloud PBX is that you can keep the existing, the contracts that are running very often for PSTN and the extra services potentially as well. You can start to migrate users to cloud PBX. Why would you do that? Well, maybe there's features that are fine for most users in Office 365, but the PSTN calling belongs to a certain section of users and they can be homed on the cloud bond. So the other users register to the Skype for Business server on the cloud bond. Potentially retire or keep in parallel for as long as you want the legacy PBX if it exists. And this all sets the path for smooth migration to the cloud PBX. So what's under the hood when you look at the cloud bond? It is running Skype for Business. Exceptionally, and it is an exception that it's running a single front end, a single edge server with the integrated, the mediation servers integrated in there, the monitoring server, and the reverse proxy. Again, the reverse proxy is only running on the standard plus edition and the pro, the bigger models. It does not running on the model that I'm using here today. There isn't enough memory on it essentially to do it. Yes, the specialized tools, these are part of the four pillars I mentioned earlier on. So we've got the AD connectors and the Cloud PBX connectors now. So we've certified everything on the Cloud PBX for the cloud on the Cloud Bond for the Cloud PBX. Before we were just calling it Office 365, and that was with the one box. We have the deployment wizard, so you're really should run that from the start. It takes a couple of hours to run at the very first time, but you know that you're going to get a box that's exactly what fits into your customer's requirements. And also we've got the Cloud PBX settings wizard in there as well. We've also now started in incorporating a third-party backup and restore application. So it's an industry standard, one that pretty much everybody's familiar with. It's integrated now in the Cloud Bond. And there's a very nice configuration and management GUI that it lends itself very nicely to demonstrations. What's included in terms of licenses? We just have the OEM Windows and SQL Server licenses, the Skype for Business Server license, and the CALS or the E, whatever licenses you can get these days are the only things you need to add. And there's an extra virtual machine or machines for trusted applications included on everything from the standard plus upwards. We've also launched to the market a voicemail application for the Cloud Bond. So this is going to be like an optional built-in application. So not everybody necessarily wants to go to Exchange UM, but they like voicemail functionality. So we're adding it as a value add on the Cloud Bond. It's not a new development by AudioCodes. We've had a parallel line of products, including PBX replacement for a long time. We've just ported and integrated the voicemail application into the Cloud Bond now. And before I go off this slide, while I think of it, there's a lot of things that are changing with the Cloud Bond or with the Skype for Business environment. Two of the main ones are we have a Skype for Business Session Survival Branch Appliance that's in certification from Microsoft at the moment. And Microsoft decide when these are coming to market. And I think it looks like probably June at the moment, if that's going to be released by Microsoft. And we're not the only one there. So for people who are familiar with the OneBox 365, what's changed? What's the delta with the Cloud Bond 365? The biggest change is it's Skype for Business underneath. That's not to say you are free to downgrade, if that's the right word, the CloudBond device to Link 2013. You might think, oh, I'm going to lose something then. I'm going to lose a nice GUI and the nice features. That's not the case. You can also you can take that downgrade and upgrade the GUI part. So it looks and feels exactly the same as the CloudBond does today. It's just running Link 2013 under the hood. What is new is the Cloud PBX architecture support, the backup and restore tool, and the management suite that's been upgraded. And that's also comes with a refreshed GUI. They go hand in hand. And the new embedded server for the standard edition that includes a reverse proxy role. And when you're installing the software, it recognizes what device is running on and will offer you only what's available on that edition. And what's very interesting for hosters and service providers is that we do have customers who take the CloudBond and put it into a data center and launch a cloud service based on Skype for Business. The customer doesn't know that it's actually running on an appliance in a data center somewhere. It's a cloud service as far as they're concerned. So we're adding a license pool so that the number of users can be spread over as many devices as they want and pulled dynamically from devices without restarting anything. So it's very interesting for the larger deployments. To have a look at the user interface, I think Stefan was zooming in earlier on. I'll try and do the same thing just so you can kind of see what's going on in a bit more detail. I need to zoom in on that. So yeah, we've got, this is the main menu. I'll show you this in the demo anyway, but one thing I can't really show you here is because I don't have Office 365 miraculously connected to the device. It's really easy to choose where a user needs to be homed, whether they're on Cloud PBX or on Office or on the CloudBond 365. It's as simple as choosing a drop-down box and clicking apply, and the user is migrated to the cloud or vice versa if they need enterprise voice onto the CloudBond 365. And then we'll take a tour of this menu. Sorry, I'm just keeping an eye on the time here. One of the promises for the CloudBond GUI was the ability to, with only a minimal amount of training, be able to give the ability to somebody in the company to have access to the CloudBond 365 interface, to do things like add users, delete users, change their phone numbers. These are all tasks that a lot of people have had traditionally on PBXs. And offering this functionality to people who would have to access maybe the Skype for Business control panel, the users and computers, management tools, potentially the topology builder, that's all quite scary stuff for a lot of people and in fact, scary to a lot of IT guys as well. So what we're doing here is we're able to only give certain abilities to certain users. So it's role-based activity, role-based logon. And here as an example, the user who's logged in can only import user and modify user credentials and do bulk editing and importing for users. And there's a lot of disabled features there. So this is very much for day-to-day operations. You can give it to someone in IT or maybe somebody traditionally who would manage the PBX system just for doing simple tasks like the receptionist can probably do it or secretaries in a company can probably do it.
Question.
Yeah.
So this is built like an independent kind of system where you host multiple clients, right?
The CloudBond is not really multi-tenant at the moment. It's you can do some quasi-multi-tenancy where everybody's really on the same domain, but we can use grouping to shield them all off from each other. You could potentially do things like that to make it quasi-multi-tenant.
But the idea is to have a box for
it is, customer. Yeah. But we're moving away from the box concept, and I'll cover that when we're looking at. There was a question just for anybody who might be listening and didn't hear it, the question about the multi-tenancy ability of the device. This is more about being able to segment off who logs onto it, what they can do more than where they can do it from. And this is the first look. We have an embedded phone manager now that ships with every CloudBond. In fact, as a kind of a promotional, every CloudBond that ships now ships with two 440 HDs, which is the phone that's on the right on the small table under the screen there. Hopefully we'll give a taster about how easy it is to get devices provisioned and managed, all using a single web management interface device on the device. And again, I'll demo that. I'm going to have to start doing that pretty soon, otherwise we're going to run out of time. This is a slide I want to show. It's an introduction to an overview of the whole CloudBomb family. We have the standard edition, which is the first device that was to the market, and that has various TDM and ISDN and SIP interfaces available on it. It goes up to 200 users. We've had the Pro and Enterprise version for a while now, and that goes up to 500 users and 5,000 users respectively. It's based on a HP server, which, you know, some people look and they start coughing when they see, hey, they're going to force us to buy a HP server. I don't like that. We're going to address that. In terms of connectivity, the Pro and the Enterprise version, they're running on an appliance, on a server appliance. It does have a session border controller integrated, but you can still plug in external gateways if you still need traditional connectivity. What's new is the introduction of the virtualized edition. And this should hopefully make multi-tenancy more of a possibility, is where we don't force anyone to use a HP server. They can use whatever they want and run CloudBomb virtualized. I think the only restriction there is that they use Hyper-V for understandable reasons. And the other product that we're launching as part of the CloudBomb family is the management pack. A lot of people really like the GUI. They like the ability to manage users, migrate users from on-premise to cloud PBX and vice versa. And Stephen earlier on showed how that was possible already today without having to have a CloudBomb. What we're doing is separating off this GUI, essentially this way of managing users, launching it as a separate product. So people who have Skype for Business hybrid with cloud PBX and on-premise can still use the management pack to manage users and for day one and day two operations. So that's quite interesting. And that'll include the IP phones management. And I'll just finish that off by saying that. As a promo, we have a full range of IP phones for Skype for Business or a developing range. We've certified the phones now for Cloud PBX as well. They changed the way that the login was done. The encryption changed a little bit, the certificate handling. So what's new here is we've introduced an entry-level device called the 405. I don't have one here today. What I do have here today is a 420 HD and the 440 HD. And if you've had a look at this device, you'll see that they're also available in white. I just found that one at the back of the room, and I want to show you what provisioning looks like on the IP phones management. So lots of languages, lots of features. We follow everything that Microsoft require from devices. These are not link optimized devices. These are fully our own. They're certified for Skype for Business. These are our own in-house development in audio codes. And we see that phones are more than just IP phones. They really become part of the IT environment necessarily. And we try and make it easy, quick and easy deployments. We make management possibilities, and we have the ability to allow the oversight on the network, so you can go and find where the problems lie with thousands of phones hopefully deployed in the network. I'll give you a demo of what the software looks like. I think now, looking at time, I think I'm going to cut the presentation now, and we'll go into demo mode. So hopefully that works. So I have a CloudBomb running there. It's been up for a couple of hours at this point. I've connected a couple of phones to it. In fact, one of the phones was quite out of date, and it updated the firmware and everything just in front of my eyes. And what I'd like to do now is, while I'm showing you what's happening with the CloudBomb, is I'm just going to take this phone, that's in the back of the room. It's been sitting there for a year. I have no idea what firmware is running on it or anything, so I'm just going to plug it in now. And the people at the front of the room will hopefully be able to see and verify that there are things happening. So we'll leave that running, and hopefully we'll see it as a device on the device manager and in about 10 minutes time. So when you log on to the Cloud Bond, the idea is you just log on to one screen. You don't have to, everything is there in the background. You have your familiar control panel, you have your Skype for Business PowerShell, you have your topology builder, you have your users and computers. Everything is still there under the hood. But this is a nice reassuring screen. Sorry, it's a bit difficult to read. Maybe I can blow it up without spoiling it completely. So we look at some statistics and give you some idea of the health of your network. If you see everything drop off and never come back up again, it's probably indicative that there's something wrong. So since I've powered this up, I've had 3 unique logins, not too busy. I've had 2 peer-to-peer sessions. So I've actually made successfully 2 phone calls, really just to make sure it was working here today. And it does. And yeah, they were very short calls. So we can see that in the statistics there. I need to, fortunately, it doesn't lend itself to scrolling over. But here we've got some failures. I think the reason why I had a failed call was I tried to dial an extension number instead of the full E164 address, and it shows it up that I had a failure. So I can go and look into it and see why I had a failure, if that's what's interesting. And it actually shows me where the top 5 servers were, where I had a failed session. And obviously, I've only got 1 front end running on this device, so that's where the problem lay. So that's what you get when you first log in. But the more interesting things, I guess, are user management. Now let the screen build. 10 minutes left. Yes, thank you. So these are the main user management screens. And what we typically want to do is import or bulk import users. So I'll just show you what it would look like if you remember back on the slide that when I did the drop down here, I had the other domain, the Office 365. That's what I get. I can search or just hit go here, and it'll find all of the users who are on Office 365 available for import onto the Cloud Bond, and they're available there. And I can go and do this on a bulk basis.
So before you had a
it's. Exactly, yeah. No. Yes, it can, yeah. And that's actually, you can integrate with the local AD domain or Office 365. We don't mind which, we do both. Yes, and both at the same time, in fact, yeah. So when we talk about devices that can handle 5,000 users, there has to be an easy way of, easily importing all of these users in a meaningful way to the Cloud Bond. We do have people who, I think I can almost see a building where there's somebody who's running almost that many users. I'm going to look out the window. We need a way of making sure that all of these users can be imported in an easy way. And what we do there is we can actually use the group settings within the AD. So people who are part of certain groups can be all imported without having to do anything further. And the script that we run takes their phone numbers, populates everything in Office, populates everything in Skype for Business for those users. So it's an extremely powerful device. Now, right now I've just created 2 users, myself and my colleague Jasper, who's in a conference call in the other room at the moment. So I've just defined, if I click on, down at the bottom here, I see some details. I can go and edit the user. Yeah, so I can do things easily, like with the user to manage, you know, easily turn them off for enterprise voice, manage their calling features. And like I said, by segmenting off this menu earlier, you can really, give a lot of this roles to somebody locally from IT or whatever in the company. So we can, I think Steven showed some of this earlier on when it came to managing it in Office 365. Here we just, you know, because we bring everything under one web interface, we can manage the call forwarding, the policies. And in fact, we do something really nice, is that if the user is using an IP phone, we pull the information in from the IP phones manager and pull it into this database too. Well, actually it's the same database running. So here, you know, we can, if a user complains about his device, we can just go here and find what device he has, when he last logged in, or when we last saw the device, what firmware it's running, things like that. Extremely powerful. It does only apply to audio codes phones at the moment, yeah. We have a system configuration tab. This is about joining it to Office 365. The Cloud PBX policies, I can show those. So these are the PSTN usage and voice routing policies that Stephen mentioned earlier on that are managed in Cloud PBX in this case. And we take those policies and apply them to the users locally. So sorry, because I don't have a connection, there's only so much I can show in this demo. But in my 7 minutes ahead, what I'd like to do is show you the integrated IP phones manager. I'm really not sure what's been going on with this white phone, but it hasn't appeared here yet. But this is showing me I've got two registered devices. In the graphic we have in the presentation pack, it's actually taken from audio codes, and we have about 460 devices connected on a good day. And what we tend to find is because we're audio codes, there's certain people testing new features, they have new firmwares. But looking at this slide, you know, if somebody's running really old firmware, it's probably an indication there's something wrong on the network. And usually, you know, it's not really a problem on the management server, it's a problem. These things are managed using DHCP and DHCP options that every device out there uses. So we don't do anything different under the hood. This is all the same familiar technology that's running underneath. So it probably looks like, I'm not sure what's going on with this phone. I'm just going to take a look at it and see what point it's at. Oh, it's just booting up and discovering the network again. So I expected to pop this back in a couple of minutes. I think you probably saw the firmware upgrading, checking configuration, things like that. So what actually, yeah, the main screen you get in the CloudBond interface is a dashboard. You get a status screen for the devices, and you can easily go and find devices belonging to people, or the IP address, or the MAC address, whatever you want to search for. The whole interface is very user-centric. The idea is here that before, what was the identity of a device? It was and still is the MAC address, which is tied to its serial number. Now, MAC addresses are horrible for end users. You know, you ask them for the MAC address and they go, what's that? But it's on the bottom of the phone, and they turn the phone up and over, and the clip for the network had been broken. He didn't know about it. Cable pulls out, the phone dies. It's a disaster. Then he doesn't know the difference between O's and zeros, reading out the MAC address, and just goes really horribly wrong. Here you have a full visibility of everything that's the IP address, the VLAN ID, potentially the location if it's put into Skype for Business, what firmware version is running, what model is running. So tremendously powerful. We also have alarms. Now, this isn't a very serious alarm. The login failure, I had a problem with the domain. I know I did. But again, these are available on this manager as well. When I click on the IP phones manager, that one still hasn't appeared here. It'll come soon, I'm confident. Here is where we can do funky stuff. In the next 5 minutes, I'm going to attempt something really, really brave. The people at the front there can probably see that the black phones, they have the wrong time. So there's a wrong time here. It's an hour ahead, but I'm running an hour behind. And the reason why on those devices is I haven't enabled daylight savings time. And that's not so nice this time of the year if the phone is showing the wrong time. Now, how do we do that? Well, we could go to each phone and change it, but it's much better to do it from here. If I can find the place. Yeah. So I'm going to do it for, this is for the 420. So I'm going to type enable. Submit that. I'm going to do it for the 440. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Sorry, I need to scroll around the screen. So excuse me for a second. Now I need to. Oh, it is. Sorry. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. Here I need to enable it. Okay, so I've enabled daylight savings, but I haven't applied it to the devices now. So what I can do is actually go and for every device that's on my network, I can actually choose them all. And I can generate new configuration files. And I can update the phones or let the phones update themselves, because every day they're scheduled to check for a new configuration anyway. But I'm going to force this to happen. Now, don't worry, the phones, if somebody's on the call, they won't be updated and reset. They'll wait for the user to finish their call. But you can imagine in a 24-hour contact center that you need to really be careful about how you do this. So we give full control of how this is done. We can control from the manager the configuration of the phone that, for example, it never ever checks for a new configuration that has to be done manually. Yeah, that's the demo effect. At least one of them has worked today. Yeah, that's done separately, indeed. Yeah, that's still separate. I can. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, though time is all. The phones are. I've set up my environment so the phones get their time from the cloud bond, but normally would be from the authorized servers or the preferred servers on the customer's AD. So this is just a sneak preview of the new interface on the AudioCodes devices. I don't know if any of you've seen. This has just gone into beta, and if anybody has an AudioCodes device, they're welcome to get this software from me. But I'm going to go back now and just look at the dashboard. And what I'd like to see is, yay, we've got three devices now. Now, one of them is not registered because I haven't logged onto the domain. I don't want to do that with a Microsoft phone anyway. I just want to put it back. At least it's got the new firmware now. So that's that was my presentation and demo for today. So thanks for your attention. If you have any questions, then you can find me on Skype for Business. Okay. Thank you.